Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Frankie Kazarian has re-signed with Impact Wrestling. Well, from what I understand, if it was officially, about 15 hours ago when these reports actually came out about this, it was basically, I think, at last night's Impact Hard to Kill event when Frankie Kazarian cut a promo, and in that promo he stated that he had officially signed with Impact Wrestling, and from what I understand, it's a long-term deal, because multiple reports say that it's a long-term deal. You know, Frankie Kazarian, obviously, as we know, you know, he's had quite a career with Impact Wrestling. I believe his first run with Impact was from 2006 to 2014, and then from 2014 to 2018, he was with Ring of Honor before he was actually one of the first AEW signings, which was in January of 2019. He's really had a hell of a career. I've watched a lot of the stuff he did in Impact. Specifically from 2012 to 2014 when he was teaming up with Christopher Daniels. I think they were a team as Bad Influence, if I'm correct. So I've seen a lot of it, and when he came to AEW, the whole thing with Scorpio Sky and Christopher Daniels, SoCal Uncensored, he and Scorpio Sky went on to become the inaugural AEW Tag Team Champions. Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian, definitely an impressive tag team. When they lost the belts, I really hope that this was not going to be bad, but they started that rivalry with the Dark Order, and then of course, when the whole pandemic happened and everything like that. Having to do the shows without a crowd, that must have been really tough, because SoCal Uncensored was so popular. I'll never forget when I went to an AEW show in 2019. In the pre-show, they wrestled Private Party. They worked a match with Private Party on a pre-show, I believe, and it was actually really good. Really good match. And because I remember the main event for that particular AEW Dynamite was Santana and Ortiz versus the Young Bucks in a Texas street fight, and the winners will be challenging SoCal Uncensored. So that was pretty exciting. So a lot of times, that feud with the Dark Order, and then after that, Kazarian, I think, briefly became a singles wrestler. But after SoCal went on a winning streak, basically eventually it led to a shot at the AEW World Tag Team Championship. And then on the 14th of May, when Kazarian and Christopher Daniels actually came up short, that winning streak was Kazarian and Daniels, because at that time Scorpio Sky was basically kind of keeping away from SCU, and that was basically kind of leading up to his heel turn, I think. So on the 14th of May, when Kazarian and Christopher Daniels lost the Young Bucks, the team was unfortunately forced to disband, and that's when Kazarian kind of emerged as a singles wrestler. And basically, I think he kind of started this whole thing that he was kind of known as the Elite Hunter, because he had that feud with the Elite. So because he would basically he would attack the members of the Elite. So he was still a babyface, I think, at that point. But, honestly, eventually, There was actually, eventually, like, he got into a kind of a feud with Scorpio Sky. And this is when Scorpio Sky was the TNT champion. But, you know, Scorpio Sky was still a face at that time. So they have the match, Kazarian versus Scorpio Sky. But even though Scorpio Sky won, Scorpio Sky turned heel after that by attacking Kazarian after he hit him with a belt. So that was kind of it. And, you know, and during that time, AEW actually had that partnership with Impact Wrestling. So it was no surprise that during a lot of the time, you know, Frankie Kazarian spent a lot of time on Impact Wrestling. I mean, on the 29th of July of 2021, he actually had made his return to Impact Wrestling, where he continued on with the feud with the Elite. So, but then not long after, he would actually kind of be back competing in the X division of Impact Wrestling, and eventually became the number one contender for the X division title, which he actually won for the fifth time. So, because, you know, keep in mind, Kazarian, during his time in Impact Wrestling, you know, five-time TNA / Impact X Division champion, a three-time Impact World Tag Team champion, you know, was also the TNA World Cup of Wrestling in 2013, you know, like that. So, you know, even had the match of the year back in 2003. So, yeah. So, you know, aside from that, also, you know, a three-time Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champion and a one-time Ring of Honor World six-time Tag Team Champion. So, with Christopher Daniels and Scorpio Sky. So, yeah, I'll never forget, you know, also Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. He's a two-time PWGP champion as well. So, yeah, Frankie Kazarian, quite an illustrious career. So, anyway. So going back to, so he did win the X Division Championship for the fifth time. He defeated Mike Bailey, and I think not long after, he actually this was actually in October of last year. I think on an episode of Impact Wrestling, he announced that he was basically invoking Option C, which is, you know, something they do in Impact Wrestling. Basically, he basically vacated the title so he can actually get automatically gain an opportunity to challenge for the Impact World Championship, which, you know, of course, is Josh Alexander, and Kazarian actually did not win. So, yeah, so it doesn't surprise me that most of the time, because I think, you know, AEW probably didn't really have anything for him, but we really haven't seen, you know, Kazarian, you know, on AEW programming in such a long time. It's, I don't even exactly know what happened. I mean, I don't know why they decided to split up SoCal Uncensored. I mean, that I still ask myself, but the last time Kazarian actually had wrestled for AEW was actually in December. When he worked a match against Konosuke Takeshita, and which he lost. And this was actually on AEW Dark and on the Elevations, basically. I think that's where he had been relegated. So, because according to this from the Wrestling Observer, Frankie Kazarian had recently been on a five match winning streak on AEW Dark and Dark Elevations. And actually, it's saying the last time that Frankie Kazarian was actually on AEW television programming was actually in June at the Royal Rampage Battle Royal on AEW Rampage. So, yeah, so I think really the fact is, I mean, he did actually re-sign with AEW in January of last year, but I think eventually, you know, he probably just decided to give it one more shot, but then I think he kind of basically understood that, you know, he needs to get out of AEW. So, I mean, it's a shame because, you know, Frankie Kazarian is a hell of a wrestler. So, you know, and according to all the reports, I mean, he made the appearance at the Hard to Kill on Friday, basically, and he basically cut a promo. Now, he cut a promo basically saying that, you know, he mentions that after his brief time with Impact, you know, last year, you know, he mentions, I believe, that, you know, when he returned to AEW, he was, you know, surrounded through what he was, you know, strangers that he thought were his friends, and he felt that something was not right. Mentioned something that he didn't like, complacency, and basically was at a point, was caught in a corner where he had to make a decision to either just sit there and not do anything, or just hope for the best, or take a chance on himself and walk away, and then, you know, go somewhere else. So, and that's where he basically revealed that he had signed with Impact Wrestling. So, so as far as I'm concerned, Frankie Kazarian is back home. He's back in a company where he's very familiar with. He's been there for a long time. But, you know, according to, you know, to this report, you know, from what we understood, that, you know, Kazarian, you know, 45 years old, you know, really late in his career now. And, you know, and when you're at that point in your life, you know, with that age in your career, you don't know how much longer you can go. But, you know, basically, I think honestly, because, you know, he felt that he could, I'm sure he wanted to wrestle more often and maybe, you know, definitely get some time on television as well. I mean, and understandably, the fact that AEW has such a massive roster, I mean, an endless roster. So, you know, and sometimes, you know, when you have all that roster, you not all of them can be on television. So I think, you know, Kazarian, you know, made the right choice by honestly, you know, he requested his release from AEW and, you know, and it was granted. Now, according to this, you know, to the Wrestling Observer, you know, it was actually November where I believe that he requested his release because November last year, because it says this, that it mentions that he had a match with the match with Josh Alexander for the Impact World title was actually last November. So according to this, it was he requested it after it. So he requested his release and it was granted. So I would imagine that if it was in November, I think there was a little bit of time he decided to wait and then sign, and the deal, maybe he took a little bit of time off to heal from injuries or just heal up, you know, like that, and then he officially signs with Impact Wrestling. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how it went, but you know, from what I understand, you know, there's no hard feelings, you know, between him and AEW. So because it mentions that, you know, he would be welcome back to AEW anytime. So that pretty much tells me that Tony Khan fully understood and respected it. So basically, Tony Khan, you know, granted the release, and it probably said to him, I'm sure, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Kazarian told him that he wants to return to Impact Wrestling, and because of the working partnership between AEW and Impact Wrestling in the past, you know, I'm sure Tony Khan probably said, well, you know, maybe Impact Wrestling is where you belong, but, you know, just so you know, you are welcome, you are welcome here anytime. So, I mean, because, you know, I got to keep in mind, I mean, I think, you know, when he returned to Impact Wrestling in 2021, I mean, that was his first time in Impact Wrestling in 7 years. So, you know, he gets the, you know, he becomes the X Division champion. And then, you know, of course, you know, he relinquishes it. He invoked what they call Option C to challenge for the Impact World title. And he didn't win the match. So I really believe at this point, like, he really wants to, you know, be able to wrestle more often, especially on live television. So, and, you know, and honestly, I can't really say that that his time in AEW was a failure. I mean, it probably, I mean, I'm sure in his case, it didn't go quite the way he had hoped for. But, you know, in pro wrestling or in life, you know, things don't go exactly the way you hope for. I mean, you know, as my friend Ricky says, you know, shit happens. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, if, you know, Frankie Kazarian, from my understanding, you know, he feels like he did business the right way. I mean, if he's happy with his decision and he knows he feels like he made the right decision, then, you know, all I can say is, well, good for you. And, you know, I hope everything works out well. So, because again, from what I understand is he signed a long-term deal. So, I mean, it's really interesting. So, I mean, I'd imagine that, you know, him returning to Impact Wrestling is not the only big news because, you know, At the Hard to Kill pay per view, Mickie James won the Impact Knockouts Championship in a title versus career match. So, yeah, I kind of feel like the same thing for Mickie James. You know, Impact Wrestling is her home. So, you know, you see that time in WWE, then she's back in Impact and, you know, back to being, you know, dominant. You know, really being used well. So it's really good. I mean, it's for a lot of wrestlers, a certain promotion is their home. They love that the most. And, you know, maybe one day all the promotions could work together and there could be a huge thing in professional wrestling, but quite frankly, we'll just have to wait and see because, you know, we never really know what the future has in store for us. But yeah, it's good to see that. The pay-per-view was last night at the Hard Kill pay-per-view. So, you know, Mickie James becomes the champion again in a title versus career match. Frankie Kazarian returns. I mean, and the whole thing with Kazarian, You know, WrestleTalk mentioned it, the Pro Wrestling Observer, the Wrestling Observer mentioned it, that Kazarian basically wants to, you know, push himself harder because, you know, it's getting to a point of his career. So I really believe that Frankie Kazarian wants to prove that, you know, despite his age, he can still go strong, he can still do great. You know, he can still do a lot if you just give him the chance. So, and he probably just believed that, you know, he wants to basically be, you know, he wants to be used more in the company, so, which I understand, so. You know, according to this, he says that in Impact, he had a chance to be more in the mix because, you know, again, how AEW's roster is so huge, you know, there's only a handful of talent that can actually be on live programming. So, Yeah, so really, I don't disagree with Frankie with what Frankie Kazarian did. I mean, you know, again, AEW's roster is so massive. I mean, it's got to be frustrating for a lot of talent because, of course, you know, you signed for a company. Of course, you want to perform on live television. So you know, you can't really. I'm not sure if you can really argue with Frankie Kazarian's decision. So, you know, and that really has me going and thinking, you know, what does that mean, you know, for Scorpio Sky? Because, Scorpio Sky, we haven't seen him for a long time, too. And, you know, Christopher Daniels, you know, who obviously, as we know, is the head of talent relations for AEW. You know, I wouldn't even be surprised if, you know, if even Christopher Daniels, you know, I mean, I should probably say I truly wonder what Christopher Daniels has to say. I mean, Christopher Daniels, I think, he's been on AEW Dark Elevation for some time. I mean, 5 days ago, he was mentioned he was going to go one-on-one with Bandido, so I'm not sure exactly. So I'm sure there's a lot of things that we don't know, but you know. But moving forward, you know, what this means, you know, for Scorpio Sky, I'm not exactly sure. You know what to say exactly. What's going on with him? Because we haven't seen him in a long time. I mean, personally, I think the last time I saw him was when he lost the TNT title to Sammy Guevara. So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm kind of looking at it. I mean, well, okay, no, he lost. He didn't lose. Okay, he lost it to. It was actually to Wardlow. Yeah, it was actually in July 6th of it was actually last summer. I think that's the last time I saw him. You know, he was on the episode of Dynamite where he lost to Wardlow. Actually, and it was not Sammy. I mean, he had that rival with Sammy Guevara, but he lost to Wardlow in a street fight like that. He lost his TNT title to Wardlow in a street fight. So, yeah. So I really. Again, I mean, moving forward, I mean, I don't know exactly what's going on, but maybe one day we can see a reunion of SoCal Uncensored. But all we can do is wait. And but speaking of Scorpio Sky, it does say according to the wrestling to the WrestlingInc.com, he did attend the AEW taping, which was in Los Angeles. So yeah, because again, it reminds us he hasn't been on AEW programming for a long time, and apparently I'm not the only fan wondering, you know, what's going on. So, I don't know. So, I should mention. Okay, well, I should mention. Okay, he was actually not at the. Never mind. He was actually not backstage. Never mind. You know, apparently I misread the title. The AEW Dynamite that was held in Los Angeles, which is of course a Scorpio Sky's hometown. He was actually not backstage. So. Yeah, part of me believes maybe, you know, okay. He had been sidelined. Okay, huh. Okay, it says that he actually had a leg injury in that match. You know, when he dropped the belt to Wardlow. Yeah, I guess he took time off with the injury. But it says here that he has been that he's supposedly been cleared for in-ring competition. But it says here that he's very likely been his absence is very likely because of the lack of the lack of creative plans for him. So if that's the case, I mean, if he's been cleared to wrestle, but if AEW has nothing, if AEW programming or creative direction has nothing for him, then the best thing for Scorpio Sky to do would be to depart the company. So it wouldn't surprise me if sometime in the near future, if Scorpio Sky officially left AEW and possibly returned to Impact Wrestling, and maybe, I don't know, I mean, maybe we'll see a reunion between the Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. I mean, you never know, but right now we don't know exactly what's going on, and I'm sure, like, as always, as wrestling fans, we're on a need-to-know basis, and all we can do is just wait and see what happens. So, but I wish Frankie Kazarian nothing but the best. As far as Scorpio Sky goes, I hope to see him again. Scorpio Sky is a hell of a wrestler, and, you know, maybe we'll see a reunion of SoCal Uncensored. We can only hope and pray. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Thank you very, very much for joining me today. And remember, if you know somebody that loves professional wrestling, Ringside Chaos is the show for them. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, and I will see y'all next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.